This is Chopped Cheese.
This is Chopped Cheese.
The furthest thing you'll find from serious on the internet. Having fun, talking about life and current events. Let's do this. You're listening to Chopped Cheese with Swigs, Jix, and Goose.
Welcome back, Chopped Cheese, another episode. Swigs, Jix, and Goose. Don't know what that was about, I guess. That's the feeling everybody got this week, that feeling of dismay, the feeling of, regret. I don't know.
You got some regret in you? What are you talking about?
Nah.
No regrets.
I don't have no regret in me.
No regrets.
Usually,
no regrets.
That's like, you know?
You know that I got to fix the table because our manager who edits and does everything for the whole show, because me and Jinx don't do nothing. Listen, he couldn't level the table out.
It felt like one of those, you know, when you make plans when you're in a good mood, and then when the plans come, you're like, you know, one of those. It felt like, you know, I've been having a lot of those lately. Like, man, I got to stop making plans when I'm in a good mood, because I know I'm not going to be in a good mood when that comes. Yeah. So I should just know myself. You know what I mean? So Goose was late, so we got to start a little late.
That's funny.
But y'all don't know
any
of this.
And now I'm going to continue my bullshit for the whole episode. Yeah, I was going to calm down.
He was going to calm down.
I was going to calm down.
Not anymore, Chachi.
Got to roll up the Rottweiler in the corner.
Not anymore.
This guy over here, fucking high horse Swiggles.
F-bomb. I'll clear that, though. Don't trip.
F-bomb. I did really good last episode.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I'm going to count.
The elephant in the room is that there's a crazy mental health issue going on in America, and it seems like it's being distorted through a lot of nonsense.
I thought you were going to say in this room. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, 100% in this room, too.
Definitely, I'm suffering from mental illness.
There's a lot of stuff going on right now.
That's a joke.
And people are using it as a political gain.
Damn, bro, we talking about that Buffalo bullshit, bro?
No, we're talking about the high school.
The Buffalo, the Texas shit.
Okay, the school, elementary school,
I apologize. We're going into both of those, but we'll start with
with the most current one, yeah. So
that shit is
we ain't about giving nobody.
That's two, Gus. Goose.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We ain't about giving nobody play here. So we ain't even gonna mention the person's name. All I will say is that he's not white. And I know what is white, but it's good to touch on that the gentleman who did this.
There was a lot of BS heroic, stories coming out online.
Horrific.
About how he was like a transgender.
Yeah, but none of that's true.
All that was BS.
That's just distractions. Yeah. But we will point out that he wasn't white. But unfortunately, he was Hispanic.
Hispanic dude.
You can see how
Mexican.
That whole narrative was
fell
not.
Apart instantly.
Yeah, fell apart real quick because you know that's what they were gonna go for immediately.
So what ended up happening? I don't know what happened.
Seems like there was
there's a
young man, a cuckoo head, bro.
How old is this cuckoo head?
Like 16, 17, right?
Pretty much. He took it upon himself.
Oh, 18, BS, 18.
He took it upon himself to
18-year-old black kid.
No, Hispanic kid.
Hispanic.
What kind of Hispanic?
He was all of them. Looked like he was one of
For
those.
For the sake of argument, he was all Spanish people.
He was demented. He definitely had issues, even though it's not on record or no one's claiming he does. You can see just straight up, bro. Anybody who goes and does something.
This was in Texas?
Yeah, Texas.
Mexican.
More than likely.
I don't know.
Because there's no Puerto Ricans in Texas at all. We would be the only
but
ones.
But let's stay focused.
I'm trying.
Okay.
So
ADT.
You can see that he had an issue. This guy had issues, pretty much.
Clearly.
But the focal point isn't really much on why he did it, what happened that caused it. The first initial reaction is that we need to get rid of guns. That was the immediate reaction.
Gun grabbers.
Yeah.
Here come the gun grabbers.
It's knee-jerking, but at the same time, do you expect anything other from any of your politicians?
Because you know what was really funny, though? Like, just to continue to play on that, like, they were making it a big deal. No 18-year-old should be able to get a gun and all. There's so many different details to this story that makes you say BS.
Which
I'm
one?
Calling BS.
For one, let's do this part. Let's
for
run this
starters,
part.
Your man. So the story goes.
Not that people didn't die, but that the narrative pushed is BS.
It's crazy. It seems crazy.
What's the first thing?
Your man supposedly shot his grandmother.
It's not supposedly. He shot his
allegedly.
Grandmother.
She
not
survived.
She was shot. Let's not, nigga.
She survived.
Remember who we talking to?
Chopped Cheese.
Yeah. Even though we're talking to Chopped Cheese, you know who's sitting behind Chopped Cheese?
Who? Who? The FCC? You just dropped the M-bomb.
Don't trip. All right. Those BS's from YouTube, bro. They FBI's right behind asshole? Them. They right behind you.
Wojcicki?
Everyone who watches us, they right behind them like, oh, yeah, you thought that was funny?
Susan Wojcicki was at the WEF forum.
You just got to be careful how you word things, bro.
She's sacking Dak?
No, I'm saying because if you're going to say that allegedly.
Yeah, so allegedly, supposedly, the news he shot is his saying grandmother.
It happened. We got to say it like that.
He shot his grandmother. She survived in the face. Went apparently to the neighbors and then called the police. So apparently, there's so much different shit.
Yeah, but you see,
he was shooting at another building for like 15 minutes before he even went to the school.
And then we can speak on our opinions. Like, yeah, he shot his grandmother.
Then went, shot up another building and was at another location for like 10, 15 minutes. Then the cops chased him to the school.
He was also arrested for making threats of shooting up
a year prior to this incident.
So, but another reason they were coming for guns was because he bought like two AR-15s and a pistol.
What other reasons?
That's what he used?
Birthday? I heard he predominantly used the pistol, but apparently he had two rifles and a pistol on him. And you know they're coming for the big scary guns.
Don't quote me, but I heard that the gun that
he
used,
it's not an automatic rifle.
The main gun he used is around $5,000.
That's another thing, another detail that nobody. Those guns were mad expensive, bro. That's like you said, $5,000 for a rifle. He had two on his 18th birthday.
And you know,
and a pistol, and his grandmother's truck was like this big ass, heavy duty truck, like a.
You know what's funny? Like, I hate to be the guy, but like, what was his grandmother doing with a truck like that? Like, I'm not saying she can't.
What kind of truck she had?
She had a brand new truck.
Suspect. Everything in that shit is
a brand
suspect.
New pickup truck. So it's like, I'm not saying a grandmother can't have one in Texas. I'm just saying, like, what are the odds? I guess
just happened to be suspect. Those odds are it. You seen the videos of the cops restraining people outside trying
not
to go inside?
Not letting them protect their kids. Yeah, that was
Jesus
crazy.
Christ,
you
bro.
I don't know if you could stop me. Was there, I don't know, I didn't see the video.
They arrested a female.
Wait, before you say, I don't know what we can talk about, though.
We could talk about everything that's in the news.
Yeah, but that changes.
Is that in the
news
or is that from social media?
That was in the news. Yeah. That was in the news. All right. That was in the news.
Because there's stuff that I want to talk about. I don't even know if we can, though, you know?
Why?
Because I don't know if we're going to get flagged for it.
Just don't curse.
What?
For instance, the police officers that were there that ran in and got their own kids out.
Got their own kids.
What?
I didn't hear that. Chop Cheese, you heard about that?
I don't even know if we can mention stuff like that.
Nah, we couldn't mention it, bro.
And then mentioning the one where he was just speaking on.
Allegedly, supposedly.
The woman who, she was detained and was able to break free or something like that?
No, they freed her. They freed her. Put her in cuffs, and then eventually she was like, all right, I'm calm now.
And she ran in. And she ran in anyway and got her kids out.
Chop Cheese, it's crazy. You know the story of how it stopped?
That's what I probably would do. I'd just be like, all right, you got it.
First of all, you know they lied to the abbot. The story that came out was they were waiting for 40 minutes. Then the truth came out the next day. It was 60 minutes. They was outside bullshitting.
And you heard some of them are, if I'm not mistaken, on record, saying something that they don't have to put their lives in jeopardy or something of the sort
bunch
like
of
that.
Cowards.
But anyway. I thought that's what they signed up to do. Anyway,
yo, you want to hear some crazy shit? You want to hit the button? I got a good one
for
you guys.
Wait, let me finish this one thing.
Yeah, Memphis. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Damn,
this one thing. You know how the shooter supposedly was stopped?
No, how?
It was this badass Mexican Border Patrol
agent. A Border Patrol agent. Off-duty one.
Was getting a haircut a couple blocks away. His wife texts him some shit. Your man jumps out the barber chair.
DK.
Supposedly, allegedly. Shout out to you if you are.
Yeah.
If you are real. God bless you.
It's hard to.
He jumps out the barber chair, grabs the barber's shotgun.
Coño.
Runs to the school, gets a bullet grazed off his head.
I saw the picture.
From the shooter.
With the stitches.
And he kills the shooter. How?
What do you mean how, bro? How the fuck he got the way you just said it, bro. What do you
how
mean?
How the F did he get around the perimeter?
Bro, he knows the area.
He's an elite border patrol.
He knows
dude,
the area.
Bro.
And the barber didn't finish his haircut.
The barber, he went in there with the smock on.
It was like the deep cover video with Pun and Fat
exactly.
Joe.
Put it like this, though. If anybody knows how to infiltrate, it would be somebody who stops people from doing it, right?
A border patrol.
Shout out Pun, rest in peace.
Shout out Pun, rest in peace. No, shout out that dude, that
who risked his life.
Who risked his life.
And what do we say about
save those
what
children?
Do, what do we call the cops? That
cowards. Oh, I'm sorry.
Straight up, that you gonna jump to it?
You, before. I'm only saying that, Chop Cheese, because I do respect police. Now, as a grown man, but
we're
police.
Not asking about every cop. So you don't need to state that. You don't need to state that. No, I'm asking about those individual cops.
The individuals that you said you heard they said you heard them say
that
I don't have to risk my
or
life.
Or for whatever reason, whether they don't have to risk their lives, whether they were told to stand down, or they don't have the full information. Yo, bro, as a cop, bro. I don't know if you have to.
I'm
have
losing
like
my job because I'm running in
a
there,
street
bro.
Mentality like we do.
There's
yeah.
children in
it's
there.
It's like you go in.
I'm going in there.
I'm
bro.
Going in there.
And the initial reports was that there was one active shooter.
One. They chased him in there.
They chased him in.
And yo, the videos that are online are crazy.
So
supposedly
but that's not confirmed,
me,
is it? That they chased
me,
him in there, or is that speculation?
No, that's they pursued him there.
But you telling me that if one of the teachers in there had a gun, they could have ended this before it got crazy?
Did they pursue him there because of the grandmother? My fault.
I'm asking.
Remember, like I said, supposedly the chain of events is grandmother got shot.
Yeah, so that's what they alerted to him.
He shot up another spot. I don't know if he killed anybody there, but he was allegedly supposedly at a spot for like 15 minutes at another spot before he went to the school with his guns.
Straight MK Ultra-y.
Bruh. So boom, the funny thing is there's so much going on, bro.
What happened?
Am I conflating the two shooters, the Buffalo dude who supposedly had the psychiatrist who was
I don't know. You might be.
Allegedly, supposedly, hypnotherapy?
Remember, you don't come in for the facts.
You don't come in for the facts.
Don't go too far. Though.
That was the Buffalo shooter, or that was him?
I don't know.
Because supposedly
one
of those shooters.
But his mom spoke about it, though. Did you just mention that?
I don't know. I know she apologized.
Yeah, his mom said that, forgive him. Like, he had a reason if he did. Something like that, right? She said something like, if he did it, he had a reason. Don't judge him or something like that.
No,
don't, not verbatim.
Like
not verbatim.
Okay.
But it, along
he doesn't
lines,
know what he's doing or
yeah,
something
like
forgive that.
Him,
yeah, forgive
he,
him.
Yeah,
she was asking
like
for mercy. That's what it was.
Yeah,
but
I wish I had seen
here
it.
We, yo, we're going to Buffalo. We're going to Buffalo with this one. Did you hear about the Buffalo one?
Is that the one who was in contact with the Fabi?
I don't know.
The retired Fabi?
Is that, it is the
close
one.
Close contact with a retired Fabi, Chop Cheese.
I don't know if that's the
wait,
one.
Wait.
I don't know.
I got breaking news, though. It's not. Like breaking news for like
source?
The world.
Who's your source?
Or like it's breaking news for Chop Cheese because we always rig on this dude.
Is that
and
Julian
we,
Assange?
No, nah, we went on. We got on him last week. Sean King.
Sean Kingston.
You heard his
Sean
tweet
King.
Though.
Sean King.
Did you read his tweet?
Is it anything like Obama's last tweet?
No. It was actually on point. He said Texas authorities now claim that a commander who they refused to name gave police the unthinkable order to stand down and do nothing. That continued for nearly an hour while kids and teachers at Robb Elementary bled out and died in the room with an active shooter.
Jesus.
That was like, Christ. Yo, bro. That,
you know what
I'm,
that
I'm,
tweet says to me?
He's bringing awareness, though, at least.
You know what that tweet
what
says
that
to me, bro? Like, honestly, don't ask me questions on if I'm black or not. Too many people ask you questions if I'm black.
Yo, you can't. You just pulled an Obama. Jay.
Too many people.
But
too many people asking if I'm black. You asking if I'm black?
He may be hyperbolic, right? But he's telling the truth though, because
no, it's not. It's not. I don't feel like it's
because
hyperbolic.
His tweets are usually race based.
Yeah, and
he didn't inject no race into that tweet.
Exactly, because there was no race to inject, but it was good
because the shooter wasn't white.
Awareness of what was really going on. Right?
Which he rarely does. He's a racist.
Yeah, that's why I said, you know, here at Chop Cheese, you know, we make fun. You know, it's easy to poke the bear, but every now and then we got to let people know when, you know, we actually see that they
he's
are doing something.
And it's okay.
Nah, he's just trying
nah,
to.
But it was a, it
he's
was
trying
good,
to deflect.
It was a good tweet.
It's a good tweet.
Too many people
tweet.
Asking about
it's content,
his ethnicity. And,
speaking
and
of tweets, what do you think about that Obama tweet?
Which one?
Bah, your man said
when he
hold on. Before we get there, let's state
blah,
the state.
Blah,
wait. One thing at a time. We're going to Buffalo.
We're
going to Buffalo.
We're in Buffalo right now.
I haven't heard any of you mention this shit yet, and I'm surprised.
What is it?
Have you heard that one of the people that were murdered in the Buffalo shooting created a car that runs on water?
No.
And he was black.
No.
And he was black.
This is recent?
No.
He was a secure, he was a cop.
No.
And then he turned security guard in the mall there, and he lunged at the dude, and the dude shot him. He made
no.
a car that runs on water I shit you not. You look it
so
up.
So wait,
Chop
that
Cheese.
Was the one dude.
How would you verify that?
The I'll one, show you, but you one, like to see
the
it.
The one dude that happened. No.
Yes, he really? Got. Yes, to his face. He made the news over there or some
Yo,
shit.
Fine, there's no such thing as coincidence.
So wait, so the one dude that happened to be on.
Holy shit.
Is a black dude.
Who invented a car.
Who invented a car.
A car that runs on water. Runs on.
So, Chop Cheese, we don't what know if this F? Is facts. This could be planted.
I'm not suicidal.
You know, I don't sit at park benches.
I don't know how to tie knots.
All we saying is do your own research. You know what I mean?
A good guy
we
with a gun.
We know what we know. You know what you know.
A bad guy with a gun.
And we all know what each other knows.
Every time.
It ran on water. It ran on water. He's
wait,
dead.
Did it run
He's
on water
dead.
Like a replacement for oil and gas? Or did it run on water like it ran on
Who you think took
water.
His blueprints?
Just water.
Who you think took his blueprints?
I think he had to.
I don't know.
The state came in and was like, oh, yeah, we'll take that now.
We'll put him together with the other guys that we poisoned.
Yeah, so, from the 80s. So, in the 80s, the white guy
that,
with glasses.
That left the that restaurant only, screaming, they poisoned me.
That only happens if he has no one to leave his stuff to, though.
Who?
The man who got shot.
Or maybe someone else will get conveniently shot at a convenience store.
So what you're saying is someone who was heirs to whatever he owned now is potentially dead as well?
Yo, that's crazy.
Damn, these are some crazy conspiracies, guys.
That's a crazy head-scratching conspiracy right there.
I mean, it wouldn't be the Should first time somebody predicted something and it happened without them
You're
having anything to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, The Simpsons. You know what I mean? I mean, what?
Well, I mean, like, people have actually called out, like, somebody thinking that they were not alive. And it just happened a couple of days later, that person passes.
Oh, okay.
It's
okay.
On
sort of like a Mandela effect?
Is it a, that, would that be a Mandela
well,
effect?
Well, it's
that
more
would be like a weird.
You remember the James Bond villain who was the news dude? And he was giving the future stories before they happened? You don't remember that James
nah,
Bond? That was a real James Bond.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
remember that one.
It was the news. He had the satellites. It was, damn. Sorry.
Nah, it's cool, yeah.
It was either James Bond or Mission Impossible.
Tom it's Cruise probably Mission Impossible because
and he had the news.
I haven't really
and he
seen
would,
all of them.
He would throw the headlines 2-3 days later, and then they would go out, and he would have agents.
Oh, and at the end, he
was
died?
A mission.
Yes,
yes. He Yo. Remember he's doing the big speech in front of everybody. He just like collapses on stage
with the nano. We had like the nano.
We didn't
tech.
Put that in the beginning of a Chopped Cheese episode.
I don't know, but what I was gonna say was speaking of Tom Cruise. Anybody,
Tom Cruise,
hear anything good about that? No movie he's in.
I heard it's dope.
Great.
Yeah,
everybody's giving me.
I'm
Rave
still very
reviews.
Weirded out by Tom Cruise.
And how he doesn't
and
age.
He's a weirdo and exactly how he looks
have
like he's made out of plastic.
Have you seen the meme with him and the and Shorty from the first one?
No.
You haven't?
No.
Wow.
She looks
I
like
mean,
crap.
She looks like she doesn't have any money and he looks like he has money. Just put it like
no,
that.
No, you mean.
That's just how it looks.
It looks like he has Scientology and she doesn't have Scientology.
You could say like.
And I'm not suicidal.
I don't say that part, man. Just chill. Just tell you for that. But no, but what I'm saying is you could say it like that, but you could also think of it as she doesn't have any money. And she let the fiend get to her because she's not.
Tom Cruise, your man still looks
she
dirty.
Like
I'm sure he asked. You don't think he asked everybody that he's. Make some movie with?
Let me drink your blood.
Yeah.
You think so? But what would that do for him looking young still? He would have to be doing, say, some, like, ritual
rituals.
No?
Maybe.
Fucking lizard person.
I mean, I don't think just by drinking blood.
You effing lizard person? I'm sorry.
I think you would also need, like, a Fountain of Youth type thing.
And Ron L. Hubbard.
L. Ron Hubbard.
L. Who cares?
Yeah.
Nah. Good, that's even better that I fucked it up. I'm not suicidal.
Don't get hit by life.
Fuck that.
I don't think.
No F. Two F's. Two F's.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
But going back to Buffalo, is there anything else that needs to be added on Buffalo? Because to be honest with you, I feel like that one we swept down on the rug quick. And then it was like, yo, we got to throw on the next one. We got to throw on the next one. And I'm not saying that that's what happened.
In his manifesto, the Buffalo Bozo, that's what we're going to refer to him as, the Buffalo Bozo. He was particularly looking for a target where he knew there would be no guns.
No, I think
there would be no opposition. That's what I meant. There would be no one there.
That
was the narrative.
That was is that a right wing conspiracy?
I think in his manifesto,
no, it was in his manifesto.
Because he obviously
that he was looking for a soft target where they didn't have guns.
Obviously, anywhere in New York is going to be an easy target.
Made car that runs on water. That was the first target in the manifesto, man.
And he realized
look
he wasn't
for,
there.
Look for
he
security guards.
Chicks, these are
black
some strong
male
al-
that made car
bro.
That runs on water these must be immediately
vaporized.
Yeah, disintegrated.
That's wild. Why the news? Did the news pick that up, or you saw that on some?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Independent media.
Nah, YouTube don't rock with independent media, bro.
They would show it.
But we're not showing it. We're just talking.
It doesn't. So you know since when does that matter?
Allegedly,
you know what I think it was? I think it was one of those initial reports that come out that they don't get to sweep under the rug right away. You know how now everybody records everything that's on TV. Yeah. So just it was a building 7.
They were like, damn it.
Damn this guy. You see.
Who,
never mind. Yellow. That's what I'm going to say. What? Yellow.
Yellow?
Yellow.
Oh, man.
Nah, this is not yellow. They don't know this what is green, baby.
They don't know what building.
This is green. Yeah.
There's mad building 7.
This, exactly. I used to live in the building
There's
7.
There's mad building 7.
On the 7th floor.
7 okay. is...
7
yeah, number. Yeah.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Guys,
it's a lucky number.
Because you can just fool everyone, huh?
I could be 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
I'm smarter than the average algorithm. Don't worry about it,
Papa. Keep going, Papa. Keep going.
That's not it, Papa. That's
what were we talking about?
Exactly.
He floated away. He floated away. We're talking about homie who made the water car, Bob.
Made a car.
We done with him, though.
Yo, that's what was on the manifesto.
That was on his manifesto.
Make sure you get that
guy. I also wanted to put in rest in peace and our hearts and condolences go out to everyone who's affected by this incident in Texas.
Yeah, one
And
million,
especially
man.
Homie that went and put the flowers down for his wife. And went back and died like a couple of days later.
What?
Yeah, did y'all hear about that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
His
wife got hit at the Texas.
His wife was a teacher at the school.
Bro.
It's not like through autopsy, like they haven't said it, but we've all known that it can possibly be stuff like that's like a heartbreak situation, heartbroken.
That
could possibly be the situation here with this guy. So. He leaves a couple of kids behind. I mean, that's just tragic, but, you know, just wanted to take that moment. Because I want everybody to know Chop Cheese is very sympathetic to everything that goes on. We play around, but at the same time, we got
the only way to deal with this insanity is through comedy.
Yeah, but at the same time, comedy.
But I agree with the sentiment you're stating.
Comedy is always there, but a lot of people also need to allow the comedy to be comedy. And it's not being so. That's not even the right approach either.
It's normally the
best medicine, first and foremost. But right now, the way it's being restricted.
Rest in peace, those babies, who died. Man. And rest in peace, Ray Liotta.
Rest in peace, Ray Liotta. One of the greatest actors that I've ever. Yeah, bro. He was a great.
Damn, Bob.
He wasn't on the plane.
It's all
was
coming
he?
Down, Bob.
Huh?
He was on the plane?
Sky is falling.
I'm not gonna say which plane. I don't know.
The grocery list.
We lost Ray Liotta.
The grocery list.
Where is that lady? Is she okay?
Submarine. Hello, submarine.
Who knows,
she's
man.
Hanging out
she's,
with
yeah.
the other guy that
we could use sip, one of her names, right?
Sipping martinis.
We can't say none of her names.
Maxwell.
For what? We know.
There we go.
Yeah, Maxwell. All right.
Jizz.
Her Mrs. Maxwell.
My girl Jizz Max.
Jizz Max.
Yeah, there you go.
Jizz Max.
Saturday.
Bob, we on it, Bob. We got a dictionary. Chop Cheese. We about to put a Chop Cheese dictionary on eBay. All right? So look out.
Yeah, so.
A thesaurus. A Chop Cheese thesaurus.
Yeah, we got to stay monetized, man.
Yeah.
Stay in that green. But, all of this is, it sums up pretty much the agenda and the narrative right now because, remember,
gun grabbing.
It quickly was just what? It was, it was abortions. And what was it before abortions?
Ukraine.
It was Ukraine, right?
Ukraine.
Was there anything in between the mass shootings and abortions?
Probably.
Nothing,
we just
right?
Missed
really? Well, look.
All kind of stuff. The Elon beef.
Yeah. Is there any update with the Elon beef? Okay, yeah. We're doing it live.
We're doing it live?
So,
is everything okay
Boost,
over there?
Is there any update with the Elon beef?
The ADD kicked in? Is that what that was?
No.
Nah, just going back and forth. I don't really, I drifted off the last 2 days, so I wasn't able to keep up with any back and forth going ons with the Elon.
Nah?
With the elongate situation.
I like how you say that.
I got another one for you.
Let's hear it. Did you go over there to go get it?
Where it was at.
He has his notes over there.
You heard about the train in Canada?
Talk to me.
In British Columbia.
What happened?
Derailed 43 cars containing potash. You know what potash is?
I do not.
Bro, where are we going with this? Is that a word you could use?
Yeah.
Potash?
What is that? I'm curious now.
It's a main ingredient that they put in soil so that you can grow.
Boom
goes the dynamite. 43 cars derailed.
So all the potash is gone?
All gone.
Yo, ba.
Wait, wait, you mean gone like
Yo,
seized?
Yo, ba.
Wait, wait, what do you mean by it's gone? It was seized?
It was the train derailed.
So what,
Chopped
we lost
Say that
it?
Again. Say
it,
that again.
If you look at the pictures, it was destroyed.
So how was it destroyed?
43 cars full of
it's
potash.
It's probably contaminated because it probably got all over the place.
I thought like somebody got their hands
it's
on
gone.
It.
It's gone. 43 cars and a train in Canada derailed and it's gone. Why is this happening? Why are factories and plants and food processing plants burning? Why are
it's old news? It's happening over the last course of
allegedly. Any update on the breast milk shortage?
Supposedly. Why is this stuff happening?
Last I heard was they were giving breast milk.
Yes, bro.
They were giving formula to migrants at the border.
Yo, bro. Code words have to be.
They were.
You didn't see that?
This is unreal.
Yeah, code words have to be picked up immediately.
It's unreal. It's definitely sabotage from within, bro. Allegedly, supposedly.
These F bombs.
It's too many coincidences. We are literally being attacked from within, bro. But Chop Cheese, they'll tell you people who like us who are free thinkers and who are not afraid to question what's happening. They'll tell you we're the terrorists.
That we're the terrorists?
Essentially, I'm being hyperbolic.
No. That's
not the trains that derail
themselves. What I'm saying? Not the factories.
Those
that
are not the ones that are dangerous. The self-derailing trains that just the ones that carry the important stuff too.
Jeez,
I'm surprised it wasn't carrying guy that made a car that made out of water.
Isn't a train mad?
Ran out of
plane,
water.
Maybe a plane.
Right? Maybe.
Or what about a boat that runs on water?
Yeah, oh, I'm surprised.
Right? How come our boats ain't running on water?
That's
never mind.
Crazy, man.
Keep moving. Oh,
yeah, maybe.
It's
maybe.
Wild out here, bro.
Yo, put it like this. The way our technology is these days and our capabilities with solar panels and everything that has to do with regenerating electricity, there's no reason why America shouldn't be freaking solar paneled up. Cars, buildings, everything.
Nah, Bob, you talking the Green New Deal?
Nah, I'm talking about sustainable energy for, like, just citizens. So
you think that's what we should move to, solar powered?
I think that there has
to be. I think the technology that they're hiding is
let me
way
put it like
more
this.
Advanced than the technology
I don't know,
we have.
I don't know because I'm not an energyologist.
Geologist. So that's a good word.
When it comes to when it's thrown out there like that, the only thing I can think of is anything has to be better than taxing people and charging people for energy.
Carbon? Are you referring to the WEF? And they were talking about carbon taxes.
There's you still get taxed and you still get charged for solar power, just less. You do well. When I was in Canada,
solar power was not up to par.
No,
like,
when I was living in Canada,
the only thing that they
would
have
to rent
of
the
is maybe maintaining people's.
No, you pay for having it. You rent the equipment
Wait,
every
how do you
month.
Pay for having
Correction,
it?
Sir.
The sun's giving it to you.
I'm telling you that you still pay for it.
You know they take the energy company takes that stored energy and then gives it back
so
to you.
So what about
it's
the
just
people?
Less.
What about the people who
at a price
who get paid for the energy that surplus? From their own generating.
The IRS is coming after them.
Nah, that's legal.
No,
you've seen that, right?
What you talking about?
I'm not a lawyer.
People have energy that are surplus for what they need to be put out, so they actually can sell it back. You never heard of that?
Tell them not to be mall security in Buffalo.
Well, it's just damn.
Who are you referring to, bro? What are you talking about?
Do you know these are companies?
Electric companies?
Yeah.
Solar panel companies?
Electric solar panel companies.
That do what?
That they allow homeowners to sell their electricity to the electricity companies.
That sounds so illegal.
It's funny. It's something I know what he's talking about. Something like that.
But it's real, though. Yeah, and it's called clean energy or something like that. Because of the way they're getting it and putting it out is more efficient than how we would get it from, you know, the everything else. I didn't say I was smart. I just watched it, bro.
No, you're smart. I think
but
you're smart.
I'm not
that
smart
was the dumbest, stupid,
to be
smartest
engineer, I'll tell you that.
You ever said.
Nah, but
we
I'm
going
upset.
There?
I'm upset because.
We going there?
I'm upset because.
We're going to take a poll, Chop Cheese.
I'm
random
upset.
Question.
I'm upset because I feel
if
like y'all should have
first
that,
time
though.
Y'all ever watched
oh,
this.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Podcast off rip just based off looks who looks more like an editor
but you know why you can't give them that question and expect to get the same response
they're doing a poll right now they're judging us
But you know why you're not going to get that same response that I was
giving? I look like an editor, Paul. Look at me.
No, this is why you're not going to get the same response. Look at me. I'm going to tell you why.
Hello?
Because the person that gave me the comment and the feedback knows you on a personal level. So these people know you from what they see you and how you portray yourself to be 1 hour a week. You feel me? Because me and Jigs know Goose. This isn't Goose.
This is Goose.
Yeah.
All day.
This is a light version of Goose.
Every day.
This is the light, mediocre version of Goose. Anyway. If you was to pay for our membership channel,
which is coming soon,
you'll be able to see the full version of Goose.
Swiggles is going to edit.
That's there's no need to edit when it comes to that.
Yo, you
typecast
it forever. You always going
to
be the editor.
That's raw and uncut, though. Right? So there's no need to edit.
Because I just show up.
That's just straight. They press play, and it's just what the camera records. No editing or nothing. They'd be like, oh, we know this. And they could cut, copy, do whatever they want to do in Photoshop and manipulate it. You know what I mean?
You know who Photoshops?
Who?
Nah, that was a bad segue.
Keep going. Bad segue? Yeah.
You try.
What are the coincidences that we were just having this court case about...
Heard?
About the guns. About concealed carry and all that. And all that stuff we spoke about...
With New York?
2 weeks ago, yeah. And now all of these... just keeps happening, bro. You saw the beta male? Beta O'Rourke, you saw him pop up at the Texas.
Yo, that was so disrespectful.
Yo.
Yo, no disrespect. No disrespect. But if Abbott could stand up, he would have got up.
Bro.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. Abbott is a G.
He just physically can't.
He can't. He was upset.
He was in a wheelchair.
Bro, but so upsetting.
Yeah, Beto O'Rourke came through while they were having the press conference.
What a moment to try to,
to get some clout for his campaign or whatever.
Yeah, bro.
He's historically a bad politician. Like, nobody votes for him. It's weird.
That's what the lame politicians do to get votes.
Yeah.
That's
your
cringy
man came out,
too.
Then what was the governor? What's the other dude? The dude who cursed him out?
Governor.
The other dude?
Governor.
I don't remember. But he was in, Jersey or something like that not too long ago, talking about, we're going to take your guns.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We covered that.
Beta.
Remember? And
what
then
a perfect name,
when
too.
He started running for, when he started running for the governor of Texas, he was on some next.
Yep.
I
think his name is Francis, too. Crowder did a good expose on him the other day.
Yeah?
They sent two dudes undercover to go to one of his press conferences or whatever.
Ooh,
it was hilarious.
Undercover journalism.
Shout out to Crowder.
I like that.
Yeah, it was mad funny.
Anything new from Project Veritas?
Man, is he still chasing that dude through Manhattan? The Twitter dude?
Was there anything that surfaced or anything?
Bro,
like,
where are you distracting me? Yo, what are you doing?
So what ended up happening with us finding out that these people talk about Drunk. Elon the way they do? Are you all right over there?
You got like a gnat or something? Huh? Surprise, just put your stuff in a bag. So
yeah, you know we're recording, right? Just in case.
This thing is high. But did you kill it?
Yeah. Hopefully. Hope so. And cut. So what else is...
I'm so confused.
What else is going on in the news? Anything interesting?
Yo, you heard Elon Musk AOC to prove that she don't have bots on Twitter.
Elon?
Yeah, he challenged her.
Oh, yeah, he was over there while we were talking about him.
Nah.
Well
done.
Oh, no, that was funny.
Yeah, he challenged AOC to prove that her followers are not bots.
I heard she's selling her Tesla.
Oh, I did hear that.
You heard that?
That's she's a publicity stunt, bro. All That's of them, funny. They got to keep up because I bet you somebody called out on it. Like, oh, you don't like him. You talk smack about him, but you're driving his car.
She's going to buy one of those electric cars that catch fire.
The whole thing about Elon is funny, too, because it's like not even a couple months ago, everybody was in love with this dude.
Yeah.
And
of
we
course.
Were over here telling
Buy
you,
Tesla if you
don't
broke.
Put a chip in your head.
Yep.
But and now it's like the opposite.
How's gas prices?
Ugh.
Have they increased steadily still?
It's still fluctuating between the fours and the fives and the
really?
Sixes.
Really? Okay, good.
Because
I was hearing some increases that were supposed to be going off for the weekend, for the holiday.
Yeah, I could imagine. I heard some places in California, they added an extra digit space.
Because
they're anticipating it may go up to like $10, bro.
Wow. You got to get that money. Man. Yo, everyone's doing it, bro. As a cost for inflation, they got to get their money. Chopped Cheese is trying to do it too. You know?
We going to start selling gas.
Nah, I don't know if we could do that. I don't know if we could do that.
You got a Saudi connect.
Yeah, you think,
lock your gas tanks.
You think seriously?
No, I've been seeing that too. Those are videos that are popping up. People getting gas siphoned out of their car.
Awesome.
Oh, I seen that. Yeah, and we talked about that last week.
We did?
I think we did. I'm saw videos about it. What?
That's funny, man. Yeah.
People stealing gas.
Like, yo, my guy, what are you doing, bro?
I saw a lot of videos.
Stealing my gas. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you better be
when
sorry.
When the wall started hitting. Any update on Ukraine?
Ukraine?
Any updates? No?
You got it in your bio?
Nah, I'm just trying to think. Like, I haven't really heard anything.
I'm over it. They ciphered. They
just took our money and they
money,
quiet
yeah,
now,
they
right?
just money laundering in the United States. On the grand stage.
I don't know if that's what they're doing.
And
but.
No one's trying to tell them, like, yo, what are you guys doing?
You ever heard the
is there no one else with you, power that can interject and say, yo, we're going to sue you. Why are you taking this money away?
Remember we heard that what they were doing? All fleeing Ukraine? Right?
Who?
The people of Ukraine. Remember in the beginning of the war, they were all fleeing Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
So why is that money being sent to Ukraine if there's nobody in Ukraine? Is that a stupid question? I'm sorry.
Memphis, hit the button.
Or is that like, I don't see that park benches type question?
I don't tie knots. That's an I don't tie knots type question.
Because and then we continuously keep sending them the money. And weapons.
And then, like, and our prices continually go up as increase, we keep sending the money.
So shouldn't it decrease? It should only increase if we're not sending them the money.
No, you don't know.
I don't know economics. I'm not an economics major, bro.
Yeah. Or you science. Don't know money.
Yeah. I'm not a money.
You don't
major.
Know the money.
That's money science.
I'm not a moneyologist.
That's moneyologist.
Yeah. We don't study money. Science. Money science.
I'm funny with the
I'm
money.
I'm sure that's what that is.
I don't know.
We've given these mother effers $50 billion already.
More than that, bro.
So is that going to Zelensky and his family?
Yeah, because you know those leather outfits that he likes wearing? They're expensive.
And those little stilts.
Yeah.
he walks on.
He's a weirdo.
He's a little puppet, bro. He's a weirdo. He's definitely a puppet, that actor.
Yo, the dude.
And he's a bad actor, yeah. Exactly.
The dude from Buffalo.
A good bad actor.
There you go.
The dude from Buffalo, Aaron Soltar Jr.
Google him, Chopped Cheese. R.I.P.
Yeah?
Aaron Soltar Jr.
R.I.P., bro.
You think if we had to... If our lives were at stake, make a car that runs on water, we would be able to?
Who, us three?
Yeah.
We dead.
Yeah, we dead.
I drink the water.
Is it like Patrice O'Neal spelling restaurant? Yeah.
We dead. We dead.
Chopchi, if you've never seen that, shout out to
how
Patrice O'Neal.
So, I mean, it's water. So shout out to no Jave. Combustion. Is it steam?
I think the water separate. He built the contraption to separate the water from, like, hydrogen. And
then use the hydrogen to...
Something like that. I don't know, man. I don't build cars on water, bro. Ask me.
He looks suicidal, bro.
He was getting his blueprints for his time machine.
I don't know. I don't think I'll be able to make it right away, but I think I'll be able to come up with a cheap contraption that might like work, but I don't think it'll push a car. And you just got to level up from there. Like, you just your grandkids learn from that. You know what I mean? Nah, isn't that what it is? That's what you have a garage for. Like, you just keep passing on your ideas. And maybe one day, like, your great-great-great-grandkid puts it together, right?
Swigs would build a sled. And then when he gets to the bottom of the hill, he got to think again. That's another week. Like, oh, man.
Damn, what I want to
do. I got this far.
Damn. Nah, I got it. I already know how I would do it. It's always been similar to how I saw trains run with the pressure from the water. You know how they fill up on the water tanks and they run on water? It's similar to that. I already put it, but...
I mean, don't trains use coal?
Nah, they use water, too.
Steam?
Yeah.
Steam engine?
Yeah, and they fill up with water.
All right.
So it's similar to that, but on a different level. Because the way they house it is more efficient because they have, like, space. A car... You worry about it having to push weight and all of that, and you know the efficiency of it. So it's not feasible the way, but it's in that process the way trains do it.
Yo, pal. All right.
Yeah, right. I think we could do it, bro.
You think we could build a car out of?
I mean, bro, we could run a train, bro, on it. I'm pretty sure that someone along the lines who's an engineer can do it. They're just scared that they're gonna be sitting at a restaurant.
I'm pretty sure,
and be
right?
Poisoned.
There's probably CD black suit wearing agents who have cars that run on water.
You think so?
Yeah.
Of course.
But where are they using them?
What do you mean?
In front of us?
Right, yeah. In front of us.
Right in front of us.
It's the same quality.
Damn. Right in front of us. I believe it, but then at the same time, I don't want to say that I'm that gullible, bro.
Memph, hit the button, Memph. Oh, you're not there, Memph?
Am I ignorant for allowing that, or I'm just like, it's just that I fall into the category of not knowing any better?
About what?
Mm-hmm. Of having that be so obviously put in front of me without me knowing.
The water car?
Yeah, like, damn, bro. That's
how
trash.
Would you be able to tell it's a car?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, but now I'm upset because I've been okie doke. Like,
if you follow them and you
that's
see
balls,
you
bro.
See them dump a Aquafina bottle and they like, what the F is going on?
Nah,
what the hell?
It can't be Aquafina. Aquafina is the worst water.
That's why you use that water. You don't use your drink.
You're gonna
use
Essentia, guys.
Oh, you know we can't have that. Bro.
Don't trip.
Yo, you know what's the funniest thing ever? Now that we monetize, bro, I'll be watching the ads.
Yeah.
That be playing.
Anything good that you can recommend?
Yo, Fender. I saw a Fender video for the guitars. Oh. I watched the whole thing. It was like 5 minutes. Bro.
Oh. You want to know what one that came up and I was really sad?
Which one?
There was one for a pastor, and he was preaching for 30 minutes, bro. And I watched the whole act because I wanted to get that money. Yo, 30 minutes,
I watched five
bro.
Minutes and 6 minutes. That's the longest
a pastor, bro. I was like, that shouldn't be monetized. But I was like, hey, you feel like you could get
I saw money? A French ad.
Yeah?
I didn't know what the F was going on. I was like, what are
French
these guys talking
ad,
about? Wow.
You seen any
French.
Ads?
I just let it run. I'll just let it
pay
play.
Attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if
I have seen some ads, but nothing
ads.
That was memorable.
If you could watch some ads, watch
the,
some ads.
The Fender ad for the guitars was dope.
Yeah.
It was like a chick singing.
Nah, yeah, it is funny, though. It is funny.
And then the French ad, I thought that was hilarious.
There's a lot of them. You realize a lot of those actually aren't even from YouTube. Those are people paying to to pump their stuff out.
Mm,
a lot of them. People be paying a good price, man, a good penny, just to advertise themselves. But if you're paying, you gain it back. I don't know. Especially for them. Because it's not like those shits is local. Mm. They be like national ads.
Yeah, it's international. Yeah. Like I said, a French one. I was like, what the hell?
Getting that money.
On?
They're the only ones that want to put.
That's what I'm saying for
to
us.
To put advertisements
on
our page.
You know what's crazy? Remember I spoke to you guys and I mentioned that episode 72 wasn't put for monetization and I disputed it and we won. And it was put on.
Yeah.
And when I went to go look randomly, there was an extra video that was cleared as well, episode 20.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So slowly was showing.
Interesting.
You,
yeah, so no more cussing.
A majority of our videos from here on could just be green. And, you know, we could just be rocking and rolling. And it's not only for us to get, that penny episode, you know what I mean, and spend and ball out with those pennies, guys. It's also because
the
monetization. The monetization actually, like we said last time, puts us in out there for the algorithm so it could be shared to more people see us, more people, you know, whether they like us or not.
Come through and chill. Talk bad about
Memphis,
us, talk good about
through?
Us.
We got to clear with Memphis first. Call our...
Yeah, our engineer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to young Memphis.
Memph.
He don't got no PTO. What is it? Pay time off? He's not getting paid for this.
Not with the job he's doing today.
Nah, it's like this kind of business, buddy.
This was a call in sick, bro. He called in sick? Yeah, you didn't even call in sick within 5 hours, remember?
Yeah, you missed the window. You're getting docked.
Yo, so we're going to make the whole episode about bashing our engineer?
No. I mean, we just got to let him know.
The rest of the episode?
The truth of the matter is when we talk smack, we like you. You know what I mean? We love you. So this is our way of showing love, and we miss you.
No, that's how that's how we'll know if he's watching.
Yeah, but also this is how we show our love, right? If it was any other way, it wouldn't be genuine.
There you go.
So he knows how we cut ass when he's up here. Rest in peace.
AOC's married yet?
Soon to be, bro.
Soon to be. Where she's getting married? Was the spot?
I don't know. They haven't hit us up. I hope they saw last episode when I requested invitations.
She picked a date.
I don't know, man. That's the
what
special
if,
moment.
What if Chopped Cheese gets invitations? You going?
Hell yeah, I'm going.
Going?
I'm going. You gotta ask me. Of course, I'm going.
Look,
and I'm bringing.
Not sure
I'm bringing Chopped Cheese along with me.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I will be.
She definitely has an open bar.
I will be vlogging live, and I will be
shop.
Having
shop
you know extra
shot.
Footage. You know what I mean? That would be a priceless moment in history to have on Chopped Cheese. Imagine that infiltrating AOC. We could possibly even sell that to. to like slightly offensive, Project Virtual. A lot of information we could probably get from there.
Yeah, a little.
But we're not gonna. We're not there for that. We're there for good reasons. Boricua, right?
That's it.
Imagine that, going to AOC's wedding. A bunch of betas.
Tom, it'll be the best time of
our
lives.
A bunch of betas and a bunch of females in charge. Nah, come on.
I think, like you said, open bar, bro, to have a good time, bro. You go in there, you know, you dance a little, you mingle, you know.
You think she hits him?
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think they're physical.
I think she's verbally abusive to him.
I think that he's so submissive that she barely even
and
has to put
like,
him to play.
Tell him! Tell him! Yeah, they're not going to believe you anyway.
He's never.
You know who I am? Yeah. I'm AOC.
You know how many
he strikes me as one of those that he's like the other dude, Stefano. He's like, I'm with a Puerto Rican. Like, you know, one of those. Like, he strikes me, but he's a little bit more.
Shout out to
he's a little more conservative with his.
Nah, at least, like, when she's mad at him, he goes. When she speaks,
no, no
when
say
she
that,
speaks
no
loud,
say
he flinches.
That.
A lot.
Damn, bro.
I mean, she is Puerto Rican, Bob, right? So she she might hit him, Bob.
I like to say Puerto Rican women tend to like alpha males because they like the clash. They like to battle.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not.
He's definitely
so maybe
not.
Who
she's
is this
just,
guy?
She's just not. Excuse me.
What you mean? You just asked if we was going to a wedding and now you don't know who we're talking about?
Nah,
she's
I
just
don't know
not,
who
a,
the guy
he's
is.
Not a traditional.
I don't know. I've only seen one picture of him.
All I know is he's white, and
you're
I think
like
with
cock.
Red hair.
Yeah, he's a ginger.
Oh, he's a Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
He has no soul. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Some people say we go harder on our own race than we do others. Is that true?
I don't know.
We should.
Yeah, we should.
We should. We should. We should set. We should set standards for our own.
Yeah.
Community.
So how you feel about J-Lo?
Like
because
we
say it all the time.
She's from the block,
with her stank ass.
She from
four.
You can take a Jenny from the block, but you can't take the block from J-Lo.
No.
Nope. The Jenny.
And some might say we hate it because, like, oh, she was there. Yeah, I would be. Shut your mouth.
I would be what? What would I be?
B hug. Nah, I'm just going to say something else. Mark Anthony, he did her a favor.
How?
Because she wanted to continue the Puerto Rican bloodline.
Oh, that's the only reason she was with him, right?
I swear that's the only reason why she had kids with him, and that's the only reason why he was able to make babies with her. There would have been no other way. Like, you see, she ain't have kids with no other person, and she been with, like 30? Like, right?
Come on, Bob.
She didn't reproduce with any of them until she got with Mark Anthony.
Interesting.
So what do you think it is? Come on.
I don't know. You think any
supremacist?
So what do you mean? She thinks that her race is superior to others? So she
supremacist.
Nah,
I just want to clarify. Like, she's not a white. Okay, yeah.
I didn't want to clarify.
You think any of her kids went up to her and was like, "My, you was with Diddy, Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony, you was with
like
that
the Kardashian
guy?
Incident,
the dude from the Six Train."
Damn, my, you was with everybody.
She was.
You think
yeah.
She tells her that?
She was with a basketball player, football player.
Damn, hockey.
Right?
Soccer?
She was with a professional dancer. She was with a producer. She was with an actor.
A volleyball
Chacho
player.
Chacho Mama.
A volleyball player.
A singer.
Chacho.
A dentist.
A chess player.
Who else? Damn, bro. Like, she was just like, I'm just going to date all
the professional
jogger.
Yeah,
that's how she, it's like, no, I already have
pianist?
One of these. I can't. That's how you already know you're not a...
Said,
down.
Wait a minute. You know what I haven't had
I'm
yet?
Not a, repeat.
A professional professional.
Like, I'm not a repeat offender. I can't
but
do
isn't
that.
She back with,
she's with Ben again.
She's with Ben again, right?
Yo,
again.
That's her first offense. That would be her first offense.
Damn,
yo,
that's funny.
Yo, maybe he just he's just enough, like crazy enough for her that she just doesn't understand. You know, like a magnet, like they probably drawn against. She's like, what?
Yo, you going
she's
to the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Crazy chick you can't get
no.
rid of.
Probably not. It's not for me no, bro. It's for
it's
the kids.
It's not for you no more.
Festival.
It's for the culture.
Festival.
If the parade and the festival was dedicated to the culture, I definitely would. You know, I would show up.
No, it's just a lot of gang activity.
No, it was just nonsense. It's reggaeton music and it's half naked girls.
That's
not my culture, bro.
That's
not the culture I grew up with, bro. When I grew up, it was salsa performances, food. Everybody was just out there, like, obviously
chilling,
drinking, because at that time it was legal. But, yeah, everybody had a good vibe out there. Everybody was chilling.
Drink has never been legal.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Outside? Beers? Yeah. You was able to drink beers outside.
Doesn't mean it was legal. Just means they weren't giving tickets.
They put them in the brown bag because it's not legal. No, I remember at
one time it was legal to drink beers outside when we were little.
You don't come in for the facts. It was never legal.
You visited Amsterdam?
Mandela effect.
In the Caribbean, you could do that.
You went to another dimension?
I've been to the Bahamas. In the Bahamas, you can take the drink out the club.
So what you're saying is it was never legal. People just did it. They weren't getting ticketed for it. Is that what you're implying? Because I remember that it was at one moment. I remember at one moment they was like, okay, now you cannot have an open bottle outside. Then they started giving people tickets for that.
It was never legal.
All right. I think you're wrong. But it's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
Mayor Dinkin said that?
I don't know. It was probably Giuliani.
It's Giuliani.
I would say
Rudy Giuliani trying to blame me. But I see reality.
Early Giuliani.
Yeah, early Giuliani. Before the Beijing drips.
Yeah, that was like 30 years later, right? 20 years later?
The Bulldog.
Yeah, that's the pit bull. That right? Dude always had the best Yankee seats, bro.
Always.
That dude always had the best.
Shout out to your Yankee seats, yeah,
bro. Where he sat at, bro, Giuliani. That was like the dream, bro. Like, he could look right into the dugout. Dead ass, bro. Like, it was like, wow.
Everybody's favorite seats, right?
That's what those are the seats they give you.
You think he paid for those?
Was it a perk? No, it was the perks of being the mayor. And he was the man at the right time. Right time. The Yankees haven't really
cleaned up this
Yankees
city.
Haven't done nothing really since then. There haven't really been anything going on over there. But they doing good this year, yeah. They probably playing right now while we're recording. It's past one.
Giuliani was like, stop anybody you think might have something on them.
Who looks black. More Spanish.
Whoa, bro.
The BLA. What was it? Just no 3Ks. Chill out.
Oh, I said black with 3Ks?
Nah, don't say black. You gotta spell black.
Oh, I can't say black.
I gotta look that one up too, bro.
Gotta look that one up?
I gotta look up.
Susan Wojcicki?
I gotta ask YouTube.
How about noir?
How about you just say the blacks? The blacks.
You
like
said
that.
No.
No, don't say black.
You just made it worse.
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Saying blacks.
I was just saying the color.
Nah. Don't say black. Say the blacks.
That's how Giuliani spoke, or that was you?
That's how it won't get picked up because it's going to be looked at as one word. T H E B. Like, oh, what? Oh, okay, now I'm going to keep going.
Oh, so you're talking about tricking the algorithm. You're not actually
being racist. Bro, how a whole, our whole lingo, when I was even referring to breast milk, as
formula,
yeah, like you gotta switch it up because they were flagging, especially with stuff like that. Because apparently, it was a conspiracy until Biden asked a country to fly in some of it. All of a sudden, it wasn't a conspiracy. Remember that?
All of a sudden, it wasn't a problem. And then 2 weeks later, your man's like, can we have some of that, please?
When he could have just went to the border and just collected some of that was ours already because they're hoarding over there.
That's dangerous transporting all that breast milk.
Is it
along all that way?
It's what is it called? Dried, however you call that.
What are you talking about?
The formula.
You could get powdered milk out of breast.
No,
an old breast, right?
You know what I'm talking about. What's the baby formula? What is how's it called?
A really
the
old
packaging. What is that called?
To keep it fresh.
What is that called? How was it like?
Like powdered milk?
Yeah.
Powdered milk. They have powdered milk.
All right. Well, however it is, it's put together so that it can stay fresh during transportation. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay. How is storage?
Yeah. Because it's good. We good. It came good. Stop, bro. Kids got fed, bro. You know, there's a lot of kids in the hospital, right?
Because they didn't eat?
No, because they didn't have access to their formula.
Yowzers.
There's a lot of formulas out there that aren't just the regular over-the-counter formulas that kids have to take. There's a lot of kids. Well, not a lot. There's a percentage of kids that are allergic to regular formula and have to take formula that, you know,
but doesn't all that nutrients come in the form of breast milk?
Yeah, if the woman is capable of breastfeeding, but some women aren't able to breastfeed.
Why? Because they got tattoos?
Nah, because some women just can't breastfeed.
They heavy drinkers, alcoholics?
Nah, there's no
smokers.
There's no reason that it can be particularly described. There's reasons that are beyond science. So, I don't know.
We went
through this last time. That's why throughout history, you can see that goat milk was one of the most common choices for parents that couldn't breastfeed. They would give their kids goat milk.
Mm.
Yep. We talked about this last time.
You were a historian, but I know.
Yo, bro, I just watch and I just get brainwashed. I'm like, and I just take it in.
Just take it in.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff on in the world.
There's a lot
What's the latest updates on your boy Billiam?
Billiam Gates. Good question. I have How's no he clue. Doing? Well, we know he's still a billionaire.
Yo, you know what's funny? How we just hold the fact that his wife supposedly, allegedly,
left him because of him being on a particular grocery list
that was at a particular, how should I put this, surrounded by water, a landmass surrounded by water that he frequently visited. On a particular isla. Yeah. Okay. We just forgot that. Like, the public forgot about that.
I just actually maybe saw it in a meme or saw it in a topic brought up, because what you just brought, I just heard not too long ago. And it was funny because I was just like, wow, I forgot about that. And the reason why I forgot about it is because how particular of why she says she initiated the divorce was because of that. What's so striking, if you think about it. Out of all the things this MF was done, that was the bottom line. She was like, oh, I could see, you know, doing all this other stuff, but can't be on that grocery list.
That is funny.
But remember, we mentioned also, you said it, maybe that was her way of separating herself from it. Trying to pin it like she had nothing to do with it.
Word, just to keep brand.
Oh no, keep face.
Save face. Yeah, keep brand. Yeah. If anything ever happened, he went down.
And by also initiating it now, while they're not on like further bad terms, she also, like Jeff Bezos' wife, gets a lot of money. And hopefully,
with me shooting in the gym.
And remember, she donated a lot of money, especially to Planned Parenthood.
Yowzers.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yowzers.
So, you know what I mean? That's what they do with their, whatever that is.
Because they care so
much. It's not inheritance. What is it? What is that called?
They care so much.
Spousal agreement, pension, retirement fund? What is that?
Alimony. It's called alimony. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a funnier name for it.
Alimony's funny enough.
I guess. Damn, I thought.
Alimony?
The marriage.
Give me all the money.
I never thought of it. All
the monies.
But, you know what?
Alimony.
Like the comedian once said, I don't remember his name, but he's like, that's what it costs to get rid of you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can take half of mine. I don't got to deal with that headache.
Tragedies.
If he's implying the one that he was a headache, I'm not saying women are headaches.
That's tragic.
No?
Yeah, hey.
Take it easy. Don't be a chauvinist.
Who? We need women viewership, bro.
Women? We love the women.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when we round in third, right, Jiggs?
Huh?
Third base, remember? Honey?
This guy is. Oh, word. I thought that was like a
sexual. Nah. You see where this guy is, man?
We're going to start that softball team this year. I'm going to start selling candy on a train to support the softball team.
Start? We already did.
You got the shirts, right?
We already did.
You already got it. Nah, but now we need equipment.
Guys, we got Mofongo. We got Dodonas. Yeah, we got everything, bro.
This guy's been rolling up for the last 30 minutes.
I'm ready to do the recap. This
ready guy's for the rolling recap? Up.
Yeah. You ain't ready for the recap?
Hit it.
There's cowards out there who sign up to protect and serve, and when it's time to show what they're worth, it seems like they'll let other people dictate whether they're heroic or not. It's sad to say, because one of my key definitions of someone who's a hero was never a nurse. It was always someone who risked their own lives to save lives. Mm-hmm. And you kind of strip yourself of that title, and no one could ever give you that title. And I think you should be on desk duty and giving other people a chance who really want to protect and serve, right?
Instead of going so hard on those parents that were just worried about their children's safety.
And especially the police officers who didn't go in for all but went in for their own.
Allegedly.
You gotta deal with the creator on that one, because that's just heartbreaking. Kids, it's always been written, no matter if it's Hollywood or real life, no women, no children, bro. You gotta protect the women and the children.
Jesus Christ.
You gotta protect the women and the children. And for them to cower up at that moment shows either they were super hand-tied beyond methods that we're not, privy of knowing.
It's BS, bro.
Or they just really, really put their tail between their legs at the best moment to be somebody. Because I'm pretty sure, I speak for all of us, we would definitely go in there with the same type of get up that they had to fight.
I'd be like, oops, my radio just went off.
Yeah.
I'm going inside.
Body cam suddenly go
body
off.
Body cam just fell off. Let's rock and roll.
But
we
the whole
inside.
Time, we in there back to back. Freeze, police.
Yeah, of
get
course.
Down, freeze, police.
Of course, bro.
You know what I mean? I'm going in there like this.
And shout out to that dude who was getting his cut.
Word.
Shout out to you, sir. You are a hero,
he
sir.
He needs a raise. Actually, he needs to be put on the force. Get him off the border.
Border patrol agent.
Because, you know what I mean, whether you like it or not, that's not where everyone real. Should be. But we do need people out there.
What is real?
And I'm only say that because what's the point in having them if you're not allowing them to enforce the rules that
they
are on the books?
They come with our guns.
We are under the spell of the Scarlet Witch. We are in another reality.
Who's the Scarlet
they
Witch?
They're coming for the guns.
Is it the government? Or is it your boy Joey B?
Potato?
Yeah, who is it? I think that Chop Cheese knows that we're the greatest channel on YouTube, so like and subscribe. You mean
your favorite hood opinion piece? We wasn't done with the wrap up though.
Thumbs up.
We're not.
Nah, what you mean?
I don't know. Speak your mind.
All right, so we had the Buffalo dude. Shout out to homeboy who made that water call. R.I.P.
Damn, we're gonna shout that guy out.
Yeah, R.I.P. That guy was an engineering genius.
Yeah, and
the other dude who shot those people was a piece of crap.
By all tragedies, recent and to come, especially in Chicago. You know what I mean? The ones that's not talked about.
They changed the definition of mass shootings from three to four.
To what?
Because
of Chicago?
Because of Chicago, places like Chicago.
Because it's technically
every day, three people getting shot.
So now they need to ump it to four.
They were like, wait a minute, slow down. Four.
So
you know,
is that going to be the new thing? Whenever there's like on average in Chicago, they up it to the national scale?
Shout out to Crowder's episode that came out a couple of weeks ago around the time of this first shooting. It was in between the Buffalo shooting. It was a little bit after the church. Was it after the little kid shooting? He did a really good pro 2A episode, and he broke down all available details. Is on his website. You know what I'm saying? You could always fact check them. It was a dope episode, and it was about what's going on with the situation with guns in this country.
Listen. Guns don't kill people. People kill
people. People kill people.
And if I have to bleep that out, I will. But we need to understand the difference between someone who is demented and someone who, whether they have full capability to hurt somebody or not, that's not the question. People will find a way. If it doesn't have to be a gun. When someone wants to hurt somebody, they will find a way.
What are they doing in London? Stabbing and cutting people.
We need to find a way to get in these people's heads. And find a way to get through to these people. Because if you're in New York City where we are, or it's just they're one pickup of a knife step away from a random dude stabbing you in the New York City.
Yes, it's nuts out there.
You know what I mean?
Nuts out here.
Picking up a bottle or glass, anything.
Yeah.
So I can imagine.
I've seen crazy shit.
So
yeah.
Working out outside, yeah. I see some crazy.
I'm not saying every person's dangerous. I'm saying these people who are hurting people are dangerous. That's what I'm saying. So we got to be careful.
Keep your head on a swivel, man.
Word.
You know that.
So we're not wrapping up?
You know that a stallion is a male, uncastrated adult horse.
I did not know that.
So her name is Megan the He-Bitch.
Okay.
Because it's a male. Why would you name yourself a stallion? You know? Megan the Stallion, you a male horse then? I don't know.
I have no clue where that came from. Bim, bim, bim,
bim, bim, bim.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, Chop Cheese.
Remember,
favorite hood opinion piece.
Follow us on Rumble. Follow us on IG.
Follow us all over
the
place.
You know what I mean? Swigs, Jigs, Goose.
Just don't follow me home.
Favorite hood opinion piece. I don't sit at park benches.
I'm not suicidal.
No timeouts, y'all.
Later, y'all. Thank you.
We out.